Okay, Radio Mersey Waves, it's just on 3 o'clock, and Bert's due in soon. Hello. Hello.
How is the Radio Mersey Waves spin the bottle team?
Spin the bottle team? Oh, they're doing well.
How is Mark Newman, the Spanish terrorist? Alias Basque Newman.
This is another one of your favourite listeners.
Peter, five.
Is that Peter Treen once again?
No, Peter. Peter.
Who are we talking to now?
He's gone now. He's gone. He talks to Woodsy. He's gone. Hang up. Radio Mersey Waves, spin the bottle, see?
Well... for those listeners who are interested, we do have a Mersey Waves spin the bottle team, and we do have a Mersey Waves A team. We will tell you what we do and what we don't wear.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Okay, we'll take this call now. Hello, good afternoon. You're through to Mersey Waves.
Hello.
Could
you play any requests for me, Mum?
I see. I'll do that if you tell me who you are.
Paul from Wallasey.
You're Paul from Wallasey. You want a request for your mum?
Yeah.
Oh dear, she's not too bad, I hope.
No,
okay, then we'll do that for you. To Paul's mum, if you're listening, well, she will be listening.
Yeah, and to anyone who knows me, I'm known to kids, my mum's mate. My mate to anyone who knows.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay then, Paul. Right. Thank you very much indeed.
Tony, it's a minute after 3. What time are you on the air till? 3 o'clock, is it?
I'm supposed to be until 3.
You're on, who's taking over?
I don't really know.
Is there anyone there to take over?
Well, no.
We'll carry on
till somebody else arrives. To Paul's mum, we hope you're going to feel better pretty soon. And to all Paul's mates, we're saying hello as well. Hello, you're through to Mersey Waves. Hello. Hello. Speak to Tony.
What?
Speak to Tony. Hello, Tina.
Could I say hello to Paul and Steve from Jersey?
To Paul and who?
Steve up at the Jersey now.
Yes?
Is he there?
Steve up the station. He's about somewhere. He's manning the phone lines for me.
Hiya.
Hiya, Steve.
Where's Paul now?
Where
is he?
Paul Woods. Do you want to speak to Paul Woods?
No.
Well, who do you want to speak to?
No, I'm the one. I just want to say hello, right?
Yeah,
and
we're going.
I know what you do, and you spin the battle.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not another one.
Oh, but you won't mention it on air,
no,
will you?
No, someone gives it well.
What's your name again? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Tina.
Hello, Tina.
Hi.
How do you know what we do when we play spin the bottle?
Oh, I know, doesn't it?
You don't believe malicious rumours, do you?
Of course I do.
Well, don't.
All right. Anyway, could you play the record back for Paul?
For Carl or Paul?
Paul Brown, Steve's brother.
Oh, Paul Brown, Steve's brother.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll do that for him.
Okay.
Paul Brown, we're going to play a record for you quite soon.
I can't hope he's not drunk after the stirrup, because I'll kill him.
He's not drunk after the stirrup this afternoon?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Tina.
Sure.
Take care, honey. Yeah. Bye now.
It's only there's a request I forgot to do in Keith's show yesterday. We just say hello to the Friday Night Girls from Bonkers.
Hello to the Friday Night Girls from Bonkers, Liverpool.
They'll be listening.
Where Woodsy now works.
Yeah. Another caller, Tony.
Another caller coming through. Hello, you're through to Mersey Waves.
Hello, Tony. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Kevin Johnson from Easton.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, yeah.
How are you today?
I'm not too bad.
And what have you been doing with yourself?
No, I'm just in my wheelchair, doing the room.
You're not sitting out in the sun, then?
No, I'm listening to Big Nose Woodsy.
Listening to Big Nose Woodsy?
Please.
Yes, if you want to speak to Woodsy, would you speak to Kevin, please?
Hello, Kevin, how you doing, mate?
Hello there, Paul. How are you?
Tootiful, which is a little bit better than wonderful.
Are you going to the Royal Irish this year?
On the Royal Irish? Oh, that's where I know you're from.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, we'll try and get down there, yes, if when is it on?
I'm not too sure myself.
Not too sure. Oh, yeah, we'll try and get down there this year. Yeah, we'll get on it. Good booze up on the Royal Irish, you can't beat it. We're actually thinking of having a night out on the Royal Irish, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And you'd come along?
Well, I would do, but the reason why I couldn't get to the snobs is, as you know, I'm disabled, and
yeah.
I couldn't get up that, so that's why I couldn't get down to
snub. Oh dear, but you make it to the Royal Irish then?
Oh yeah.
You got the fastest wheels in town.
I tell you something, for a sign up. As you know, I'm in Eastern, and when we were at this Royal Irish, we stopped in Liverpool to drop some Liverpool passengers off, and I got up as well. I got up as well.
So you nearly disembarked in Liverpool, did you?
I then did.
Oh dear.
Oh well, I was Keith anyway.
Keith's here with me. All right, thank you.
Keith.
Hello, Kevin. It's Kevin, is it?
Certainly is.
How are you doing, Kevin? All right?
I'm not too bad.
Good.
I'm
yep.
a mate of your mate.
Yeah, Spike.
Lee.
Yeah, Lee.
Yep.
Spike.
Spike, yeah.
Spike, as we call him.
I know, so
yeah, he's given me a few requests for you to do each week.
Yeah.
Have you heard them?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, that'll do me. Obviously, we weren't listening then.
No, I usually listen to Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Five,
I bet you didn't fancy there.
Never mind, Kev, you'll get better.
Okay, Kevin, we'll cut you short anyway, so we'll get a few more calls before turning to the thing off the earth. But thanks for your call anyway.
Listen,
okay.
Kevin, before you go, on the next night out, if you write into us, we'll sort you out a lift or something.
Oh, great.
Definitely. You write in and give us your address, and when we've got something coming up, we'll sort you out.
Yeah.
You can have a go in Keith's brand new big poses car.
We'll do that.
I'd like to, put a request out to Dave Benitez as well, please.
Why to Dave Benitez?
Because I'll be seeing him next
Friday. Oh, that's a bit unfortunate for you.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Dave Benitez is going to be on for between 6 and 8 tonight. You're going to see him next Friday night at one of your discos, are you?
Yeah, Easter Youth Club.
That's right, he does a lot of youth clubs, Dave,
yep.
doesn't he?
He'll be there next Friday.
Okay, Kev.
Okay,
well, say hello to him when he comes.
Bye, Kev.
You.
Bye, bro.
Take care. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye now. Hello, Keith and Woodsy. Peter Thomas has just arrived in the studio, and looking at him, he's not big enough to knock me off.
Well,
he's arrived here, and he's not big enough to knock me off, so we can carry on for as long as we like.
Hello. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter. Come and say hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
Now, mic to microphone. Another caller, Tony.
Another caller already. Hello, you're through to Merseyways.
Hello.
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 Who are we speaking to now?
This is the lad that was just on. Tell him I'll give him a lift in the Pope Mobile.
Oh, it's Charlie Pope.
Yeah.
A singular member of the A-Team.
The A-Team, eh?
And also play spin the bottle.
How's your BA?
Our BA's doing well today.
You had a curry last night.
Pardon?
Did you have a curry last night?
I did not have a curry last night. I don't eat curry. You know I don't eat meat.
I can't believe it. Listen, can you use a flavour, Tony?
I certainly will.
Could you play us a record?
Yes, what record do you want?
Could you play Four Times a Lady for my girlfriend?
Four Times a Lady? Go on.
Listen, what did you do last night?
I was working last night, and then we went to Rupert's.
You went to Rupert's?
Yes.
After working,
we went
really
to
Rupert's. Really, atmosphere?
Pardon? Oh, yeah, it was an atmosphere from
7. How come you went out with the A-Team?
The A-Team were being boring last night. They decided to stay in. And where were you?
I was doing a deal with the Great Western Club.
Yeah.
I was Megan.
You were Megan again?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. I had the grass gears on.
Oh, yes.
And the only racing mask.
Oh, your normal gear. You didn't get dressed up then?
Oh, yeah. Everybody that was there last night, because there was a lot of listeners there.
Oh, goody.
A lot of people were tuning. A fellow from the Woodchurch, what's his name? Owns the sweet shop on the Woodchurch.
Mr. Sweetie.
Mr. Sweet Shop from the Woodchurch. Mr. Farrington.
Yep.
Bill Farrington's the sweet shop. It was his 40th birthday party.
He was 40 yesterday, was he?
He was 40, yeah.
And you looked after the occasion for him.
Oh, yeah, we did the business last night. Me and everybody else.
While you're on there, well, we've got another booking for you, because Keith has declined it.
What'd you say?
July the 25th, you're working.
I'm working July the 25th.
Yes, you are.
I am.
We'll discuss that in more detail later on.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Charlie, where are you now?
I'm at my girlfriend's house.
You're in...
Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'll see you. Come Tony. Come say hello to Tony. If you say hello.
Tell her to come and say hello to me, all the A team's coming round. Hello. Hello, darling. Have you got your white stick with you today?
Sorry.
Have you got your little white stick with you today and your blind dog? How do you find life? How do you find life with Charlie Pope? Do you love him?
No.
You don't love him?
No.
Do you hate him? Do you let him kiss you?
Hello?
Hello.
How did you say that?
We were talking privately.
I think you were on the radio. How can you talk privately?
Well, we weren't talking to you.
Tell me.
Hello.
I'd like to say hello to me mum.
Hello to the Pope's mum.
The Pope's mum, yeah, and his sister, yeah.
And your sister.
They're listening to the radio. They always complain they don't get enough airplay.
Who doesn't get enough airplay? You don't?
Yeah, my mum, my sister.
Oh, they don't get enough mentions on here. Well, right now we're saying hello to Charlie Pope's mum and Charlie Pope's sister.
Is Mark Newman there?
Yes, he is.
Put him on with
you. Okay. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Mark. How's it going, mate?
Fine.
Have you got your gear on or what?
Bad news. When we come up today, Tony's got socks on.
Oh, sad.
We'll have to sort out whether he's a member now, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely have to sort it out. Fancy Mayor's not wearing socks on Sunday.
Well, there is a good reason for it, actually.
Right.
Oh, I'm not telling you now.
Athlete.
No. Pardon?
There's a good reason why he's got socks on.
Yes.
Right,
well, I'm wearing white boots today. I'm wearing white boots today.
And wearing white boots.
The tongue on one of the boots has been ripped out.
That's no excuse.
Well, I wore white socks. Otherwise, you see me bare feet through one boot and you don't see anything through the other. Okay, I'll take him off in a minute.
Yeah, no, get him off now.
I'll
live
take him off now. While we're on the air.
Live on the air now.
Billy, would you do that boot, please? Right, it's coming off right now, Charlie.
Yeah, Tony.
Yes.
Somebody said, are we going to play Spin the Bottle live on the air one night?
Yes, we will do. We'll arrange that.
Your girlfriend wants to know what happened the other night.
Oh, well, tell her to give me a ring later on. We'll give her the full details.
Yeah, I bet you will.
And the rumours as well.
Where are you going tonight, Bonkers?
Bonkers and Milton's tonight, undoubtedly.
Are we all going to Bonky Boo's tonight?
Bonky Boo's all night long, mate.
She's shaking her head. I won't be out with the A team tonight.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah?
You'll have to go, mate.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
The boots are coming off. Billy's pulling the boots off.
Good lad.
It's off. One white sock coming up.
Oh, the smell!
Oh, it really smells nice in here now.
I can smell it from here.
Well, you would do with your nose.
That's what I mean.
See you, Tony.
Okay, see you, Charlie. See you tonight.
Listen, Tony.
Yes.
I wasn't messing around before. I've had that lad from Eastham.
Yeah.
Next time we're having a do, we'll get in touch, like, and I'll give him loads in the Pope Mobile.
Yes, okay. Kevin, if you're still listening, next time we have a do, we'll get Charlie Pope to come and pick you up in the Pope Mobile.
And another thing, when are we going to do another outside broadcast?
Pretty soon now.
Pretty soon?
Keith's the boss, you know that.
What, Keith's boxing off?
Keith is the boss. When he says we do an outside do, we do an outside do.
Keith's the boss?
Yep.
Okay, then.
We'll arrange it soon, maybe.
Yeah, listen, tell me. Another thing while you're on the air. We're thinking about advertising Radio Merseyway format in the Liverpool Echo. What do you think of that?
What was that, on the sports page?
No, advertising the format in the Liverpool Echo.
Why?
Why? Well, why not?
Why bother?
Why not? Let everybody know we're here.
I don't know, we'll discuss that at the next Spin the Bottle party. Okay, Charlie, take care.
Bye now.
That's it, Radio Merseywaves on a Sunday afternoon, broadcasting live and taking live phone-ins. You're speaking to Charlie Pope. Say hello to his mum again. Hello. Hello, you're through to Merseywaves.
Hello,
Merseywaves. Hello.
Thank you very much for our request. You just heard it.
You just heard it?
Yes.
And who are you?
We're the Friday Night Girls.
You're the Friday Night Girls.
Hello, Friday Night Girls.
Yes.
Hiya.
Do you also work on Wednesday night?
No, we don't work there, actually. We just drink there.
You just drink in there?
Yeah.
On a Friday night?
That's right.
Well, drink in there on a Wednesday and meet me.
Who are you, Tony?
I'm Tony Coltrane.
Oh, hi, Tony. We're into Alan Bates, actually,
then. you're into Alan Bates?
Yeah, he's our best friend.
We've got an awful lot of blind people on the show today. Charlie Pope's girlfriend and you.
Yeah.
he's a good lad.
Yeah, he's a good lad when he's asleep. he's a good skin. His dad was a banana.
Yeah.
So what are you doing today?
Well, I've just finished work and I'm just having a bit of a rest.
Where have you been working today?
I work in Gyro.
You work in Gyro Bank and they're open on a Sunday?
Well, we did open time today.
Actually, I bank with Gyro Bank and I'm not really pleased with them at the moment.
Oh, what do you are?
They keep bouncing checks.
Do they?
Yeah.
You mean you keep writing them and you've got their money? No,
no, not at all. they bounced a check for me this week, which was a lot less than my account balance. So I'll be on the phone to you tomorrow.
Oh, all right then.
Do I ask for you personally?
No, I don't do that side of it.
Well, why not?
I take the money out of your account.
Oh, yeah, well, you've got the good job. Okay, darling, do you want to say hello to anybody?
Well, I'd like to say hello to Phil, my brother. He's probably not listening. He's one of the directors of Bonk.
Is he?
Yeah. His sister Diane is the second
last. Yeah.
Sandra and Lorraine, our friends, they probably aren't. And also the Beer Belly Bully Boys from Wallaby.
The who?
The Beer Belly Bully Boys.
The Beer Belly Bully Boys?
Yeah.
Are they as good as the 18?
Yeah.
Do they play Spin the Bottle?
They're just our friends, but the leader is Sean and he's got a load of crew.
Oh, I see.
But the good lads.
So Sean's the big one, and the rest are just followers.
Yeah, yeah.
The Beer Belly Bully Boys from Wallasey. Good afternoon to you.
The faithful followers of Bonkers is open.
Are they?
Yeah, like us.
Oh, good. Well, you would if your brother's a director. You haven't got much choice.
We're biased, darling.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Tony.
Okay, darling.
Thanks very much.
Have yourself a nice day.
Thanks.
And thank you for ringing.
See you Friday night, girls.
Give all up to Batesy.
I will do.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Hello, you're through to Merseyways. Hello.
Jill.
Hello, Jill.
Yeah, I'm cold.
Pardon?
I'm cold.
You're cold?
Yeah, I'm in the hall. I'm in our hallway.
You're cold, you're in your hallway?
Yeah.
And you're cold?
I'm
We'll nip upstairs and get a blanket and put it round you.
We live in a bungalow.
Oh, you live in a bungalow?
Yeah.
Well, just stay on the phone. Give me your address. I'll be round and I'll warm you up. How would that be?
Oh, yeah.
You can always borrow my socks. I've got a spare pair of socks going if you want to put them on. So what are you doing today? You're not doing anything at all?
Pardon?
I said, what are you doing today?
Homework.
Oh, you're doing your homework? What school do you go to?
Go to college. College.
Oh, you go to college?
Yeah.
Well, what college?
Winston.
And what are you studying there? You're really not coming through too clear. Could you just shout a bit?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, just a bit. So you're studying at college. You want to say hello to anybody? Everybody who knows you.
All the relatives and that.
And all your relatives and friends. We got any pets? Do you have any? Oh, so you waited for them to go out before you done it. What time are they due back?
About half an hour.
So you'll leave Merseyways on, and then we'll mention the fact that you were using the phone when they were out. Because if they're listening in half an hour, we're going to tell them.
Oh, they never listen.
Pardon?
I always close your bedroom door. They never listen. I can't get anyone to listen up here. They listen.
You can't get anything? You
can't get anyone to listen in.
You can't get anybody to listen in?
No, it's only me. They listen to someone.
What, is that in your house or your friends that don't listen
anyone?
In? Why not?
I put a post up in the classroom, but
it wasn't. And it still isn't working? Oh dear. Well, thank you for plugging our name for us.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll send the A-team out and get people to listen.
Well, it's quite good. Just have the only one.
Uh-huh. Listen, we're going to have to cut you short because you're very, very faint.
Yeah.
And we wish you the best for today. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay, Tony, I think we'll take another 3 or 4 calls and then we'll have to... Peter Thomas on the air.
Yeah.
I know it's not a very good thing to look forward to, but we're going to have to do it.
Okay, well, we'll do that. 3-4 more calls on Radio Merseywave Sunday afternoon. It's 20 past three.
Can I have a word with Woodsy there? Woodsy?
Hello.
Hello, Woodsy boy. Hello. Listen, you know that Beat Boys Bebop rock that you got yesterday?
Yeah.
Have you told Keith that it was me who gave it to you?
Eh? Oh, the Beat Boys?
Yeah.
Have
you told them that I was the one who bought it and you were almost crying at Skeleton Records?
Hang on, we'll just let everyone know about this. Now, we were at Skeleton Records and it was in the second-hand section, the record that had been after for like 2 years. And he found it in there. The phone's ringing, but hang on. He found it in the second-hand records. He bought it for £1.20. And he tried to sell it to me for £2.
Yeah, but Woodsy.
He's only just bought it.
Woodsy.
Yeah.
This is Radio Merseywaves. This is live. We really don't want to know about your stupid tittle tattle about records.
I thought everyone else would like to know that.
I don't
Peter
think
Thomas
that...
is a profiteer.
Well, Peter Thomas is a Wally. We know that.
Yeah, we're still looking for a call outside the Liverpool Darling area.
Okay.
So if you're listening at the moment outside the Liverpool Darling area, give us a ring. 5427.
5427.
5427.
Okay.
With another caller, let's take it.
Hello.
Hello there, Steve. It's Kevin again.
Hello, Kev. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. I'd like to thank Charlie Pope for offering to give me a lift.
Well, don't...
Don't
thank him now till you've seen the van.
Hello?
Don't thank him yet until you've seen his van.
Why? Is it a big,
It's a shed. No, actually, the Pope Mobile's really good. You'll enjoy being in it. It should be a good night out for you.
Did you know it's got a Porsche engine in it? Volkswagen van with a Porsche engine. Can you believe it?
Yeah, Kevin, that is the truth. He drives a Volkswagen van with a Porsche engine in it.
That'll do me.
So you will enjoy being in it.
Okay, I'll be in touch with me at okay.
The only bad part about the evening is the fact that you have to sit next to him.
That'll do me.
Okay, then.
As long as you get the wheelchair in the back,
don't... There's plenty of room in the van. In fact, he's got to be the best guy to pick you up because of the size of the van.
Okay.
Okay, Kevin.
Thanks, Steve.
Take care, mate.
Sure.
Bye now. Radio Merseywaves, if you do want to ring from outside the 051 area, 051-677-5427. Hello, you're through to Merseywaves. Hello. Bye-bye now.
Looks like we'll have to point out again, if anyone calls in the station, you have to have a radio near you on low, so you don't get feedback, have it low, so you can actually hear Tony. You won't be able to hear Tony through the phone, just on the air. Okay, another caller turn.
Okay, we'll say that right now. Hello.
Hello, Paul J here. Can I speak to Woodsy off the air, please, right away?
We'll get Woodsy, if you could give Paul J a ring at home, maybe.
Yeah, we'll sort that out, Paul.
Right away, right now.
Right now?
Yeah. You got my number?
No, I haven't. Not with me. Keith is not with me, no.
Well, I don't want to give it out over the air, but can you not...
Listen, Paul.
Yeah.
Paul J, Mark Newman's here. He's got your number. You can nip down and see him right now.
Well, immediately, right away.
Okay, we'll arrange that for you.
Bye.
Okay, Paul, bye now.
Okay.
Still looking for a caller from outside the 051 area. If you are listening to Merseywaves, just pick it up and ring. 051-677-5427.
We'll take another two calls, Tom.
Another two calls, and then we're going to call it a day for today. Peter Thomas will be up in about 10 minutes' time. Hello. Hello, good afternoon. You're through to Merseywaves. Speak to Tony.
Bottled out, Tom.
Bottled out. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Hello, you're through to Merseywaves. Say hello.
Hi, mate.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, who's that?
This is Tony Coltrane on Merseywaves.
Tony Coltrane, how are you doing, mate?
Okay, how are you today?
I'm all right, yeah.
And who are we speaking to?
Yeah, Carl.
Good afternoon, Carl.
Yeah, how are you? You all right, mate?
Yeah, things are going well today. I was absolutely made up, mate. I've had a season ticket for Everton for nearly 11 years. Oh, well, I've had a season ticket for 4 years. We go on the match for 11 years.
Oh.
and I was well pleased with it. Especially yesterday's events at the match, it was really good. I take it you're a Liverpool supporter.
Yeah,
what about Rushy leaving?
Well, what can you do about it?
Well, you can't blame the man, he's going for the money.
I'll go for the money.
I was really pleased that he scored yesterday.
So was I, yeah.
And really pleased that he scored at the last game. Who did you play on, was it Monday you played?
Watford.
Yeah. Watford, he scored against Watford 8 minutes to go, didn't he?
Yeah,
I was real pleased for him. Yeah, I was talking to a couple of lads who actually went, and they said it was really emotional.
Yeah,
and I know I was listening to it on the radio, and they said that Ian Rush was crying when he was doing it. So
yeah.
it must have been highly emotional for them.
It must have been, yeah.
But he is, I'd give him that. I'm an Everton supporter, but he's definitely the world's most prolific goal scorer.
Yeah, he is.
And he's the best, and Liverpool are definitely going to miss him.
Yeah.
What do you think of Aldridge? Do you think he's going to do the job? Because he scored yesterday as well, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we'll find out in the first 6 weeks of the season next year.
Yeah, we will do.
I wish him all the best anyway.
Yeah, I'll just say hello to you.
Okay then.
Hello?
Hello. Who are you?
Clay.
Are you, who?
Play a record by that next one.
Play you a record by who? A record by Madonna?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll dig, Peter Thomas will dig you one out and play it in about 10 minutes' time for you. How would that be? What's your name? You're what?
After six.
You're six?
After six.
You want it after 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, let me get a pen and we'll write that down.
Peter.
And what's your name? What's your name again? Michelle.
Yeah.
And is it your birthday tomorrow, did you say?
Sister.
Is your sister's birthday tomorrow?
Yeah.
And you want a Madonna record playing after 6 o'clock tonight?
Yeah.
Well, we've written that down and we'll stick it on the board and Dave Benitez will do it for you. Well, put him on.
Yeah.
Hello. Hiya. How are you? She's gone.
Yeah, it's the record
is, Peter, if you're writing this down, record after 6 o'clock by Madonna for Joanne Sadler,
yep.
Whose birthday is tomorrow.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, Carl, we'll do that for you.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you for ringing in.
It's been nice talking to you anyway, it's been an experience.
Hope you enjoyed it.
I've never phoned in not like this before.
You've never done a live phone-in before?
No.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it.
I'll phone up next week.
Good.
All right.
Keep listening to Merseyways.
All right, then.
Thank you very much for ringing.
We're going to take one more caller, Sal.
Bye, Carl.
One more caller.
Okay, one more caller if you're listening on 677-5427. Then we're going to call it a day. And Peter Thomas is coming on. This is the final call coming through right now. Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Bottled out again, it looks.
Bye-bye now. One more call, then we're going to call it a day. Peter Thomas is now riling up his records. He's going to do it. Hello.
Thomas,
oh, well, that was really clever, wasn't it?
Very nice. What we really need, isn't it?
That is absolutely marvellous, but it does happen on the best of stations, so I wouldn't worry about idiots ringing in.
Okay, this is the last one, Bill.
This is the last one. Hello, you're through to Mersey Waves.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Pete Geary.
Pete Geary.
Keith.
Keith Geary. Good afternoon, Keith. Where are you ringing from?
Wallasey.
You're ringing from Wallasey today.
Yeah, could you play a request for anyone who knows me?
A request for anybody that knows Keith Geary.
Yeah.
We'll do that anyway. We've mentioned your name a couple of times. And what are you doing today?
Not just cooking the dinner.
How often? You're cooking the dinner yourself?
Yeah.
What are we having? Are we all invited for roast beef and Yorkshire pud?
No, it's chicken.
Oh, it's chicken?
Yeah.
I don't eat chicken. I don't eat roast beef and Yorkshire pud either, but never mind.
Vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian myself. So you're kicking the dinner. You're not, what are you going to do after that? Are you going to sit back and watch telly, or are you going out for a walk, or? And there you go for a drink tonight.
Yeah, most probably, yeah.
Where do you drink?
New Brighton.
You drink?
Lacey's.
And do you go to RJ's?
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times, yeah.
Well, a lot of the Mersey Wave DJs are going to RJ's tonight, so if you're down there, we may say hello to you.
Alright.
Thank you very much for ringing in.
Alright.
Okay, Keith, have yourself a good day.
Alright,
bye, Keith.
Okay.
Tony, yep. I'd like to wish congratulations, first of all, to Carl Edwards and his friends. Carl Edwards and his friend who have been calling.
Hang on. Slow down a bit, Tony.
Tony, hello.
Hello.
How about that, mate? Mucking about at the other end there. Nothing to do with me.
Okay. Have you right? Okay, you're coming through light nice and clear. Radio Mersey Waves, we just finished the phone in, something went drastically wrong at the end there. But that's it for a Sunday afternoon. Tony Coltrane encroaching on Peter Thomas's show. And once again, thank you very much indeed to all the people who did ring in and all the nice comments about Mersey Waves. Have yourself a nice day. Peter Thomas comes up. Bye from me.
After 26 minutes to 4 o'clock, many thanks to Tony Coltrane, and once again, let us just repeat his thanks as well to everybody who did manage to phone in. A very successful phone in there, I thought, marvellous, apart from the one or two idiots who
do phone in and act a little bit childish, saying silly things. But it happens to the best of radio stations, as Tony said. Well, once again, Bert Williams cannot be with us here on this particular Sunday afternoon, so myself, Peter Thomas, filling in for him through until 5pm. 5 till 6 this afternoon, Charlie, DJ C with the Soul, Funk and Disco. 6 till 8 is Dave Benitez. 8 until 10, Don the One. 10 till 12, Mark Newman. And 12 till 2, Tony Hollis. So let me tell you as well, this afternoon we have a featured album. It's the new David Bowie album, Never Let Me Down. That is the featured album. We have 3 tracks from that LP coming up for you between now and 5 o'clock. I don't want to ruin anyone's requests either, so I'm not going to read any of the mail out. I may read one or two letters out that were arrived late, which were meant for Friday afternoon. But apart from that, all the rest of the mail is for tomorrow night show between 9 o'clock and 11. So we'll leave that till then. Well, as well as some gels, I've got quite a few oldies to play for you this afternoon. And hopefully you'll enjoy the music I'm going to bring to you between now and 5 o'clock. Yazoo! That's a track called Don't Go. That's bringing me in at 25 minutes to 4 o'clock. The best of music 4 days a week on the big one, 2:44 and 12:42. Radio Merseywaves, the king of sound. Plays you Cameo from the LP Word Up. This is Back and Forth.
Back.
extended on the LP, but not quite as good as the remix version, I don't think. That's a cameo from the LP Word Up. That's something called Back and Forth. I've just been looking at a couple of mails. I've got a couple of letters to read out this afternoon between now and five. I must say, I love the comments from Sue Agnew here from A Paulsfield Drive asking me for Glenn and Chris. We'll play that for you a little bit later on. I have got it. And I'm not what you say I am. Because I have got the record, okay? As I said before, though, we have a featured album this afternoon. It is the David Bowie album, Never Let Me Down. We have three tracks from it to play for you this afternoon between now and five. We would have played you four, only the phone-in interfered with that somewhat. But I don't mind. I thought it was marvellous. First track from the featured album, David Bowie, we're going to play for you right now. It's the title track. This is something called Never Let Me Down. If any of the security boys are listening, can you please get back to the studio immediately? We have a DTI alert. Back to the studio immediately, please, securities. We have a DTI alert. Once again, any of the securities listening, Liverpool Pirate Radio have just been raided. Can we have you back to the studio? We have a DTI alert. Thank you. David Bowie from the album Never Let Me Down. That's a title track. If we suddenly go off the air, do not worry, it's just that we're scarpering because the DTI are about. 4:15. Brother Beyond.